Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everyone. You are listening to The Queen's Lair, and I am your host, Renee Lowe, CEO of Onyx Queen Media, which is a branding and event planning firm, and also the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is a meetup group and organization for the networking of Black women in business. All right, so we're coming back with another episode. This is our final episode of Season 8. So this is Season 8, Episode 8, Three Tips for a Successful Business. So this is real quick. We just wanted to check in with this. This is sort of like a little check-in for the beginning of the year. This is the end of January, and we just want to make sure that we're communicating with our entrepreneurs. Where are you in your 2018? We literally have been a month into 2018. So do your business checkups to see kind of where you are and gauge to see where you're going to go in the next 30 days in February, which is coming up tomorrow. Can't believe it already. We've already completed a month. All right. So again, this is Season 8, Episode 8, Three Tips for a Successful Business. So here's your three points for this episode. The first thing is create goals, but make them very specific. Now, one thing that we know about entrepreneurs is that we try to do everything at once, and we try to be everything to everybody, and that is so, it's a dream killer, to be very honest. It's such a dream killer because we put ourselves in a position where we constantly keep emptying our cup, but we never make goals that help to fill our cup. We only look for ways to give and give and give. So create goals, but make them specific. That means when you create a goal, just don't make it general. Narrow it down. Narrow your focus so that you are really, so it's attainable, so that you're really zoning in, you know, targeting in on exactly whatever that goal is. If that goal is that you want to make a certain amount of money a month, then you need to zero in on the services that you have and how many of those services or how many of your products you need to sell to be able to get to that goal. So make your goals very specific, okay? The second thing is keep your distractions to a minimum. Oh, this is a tough one even for me. You have to make sure that your distractions are almost at zero. And I know that seems so hard to do. We have lives. We have significant others. We have children. We've got pets. We've got our parents. We've got cousins, uncles, everybody coming around. Keep your focus. Keep your focus through all of that. You have to find a way to keep your distraction down. One way to keep your distraction down is to make it very clear when it's work time to when it's business time. Because a lot of times when you're an entrepreneur, most entrepreneurs work out of their homes. We know this. So immediately your home life starts to trample over into your business life very easily. So if you have to have a sign on the door to say, hey, if you have an office, you have to put up a sign so that the kids know when that sign is up, that means mom or dad is working, then that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to put up an actual chart for the kids to know that between this hour and this hour, mom is working, dad is working, whoever the person is that's the entrepreneur that's working out of their home. You got to be very specific. Sometimes you have to see people calling your phone and you got to not answer. Sometimes you just got to let it go to voicemail. You know, one thing that we have in this age, in this day and age, is technology. Voicemail is there for a reason, okay? So sometimes let it go to voicemail and then check on that stuff later. You know, obviously, if it's an emergency, of course, you know what's an emergency and what may not be if somebody's trying to get in touch with you. But when it comes to business on a normal day, still run business hours. I don't care if you work from out of your home. Still run business hours. And don't take personal calls all random times of the day when you know you have work to do. So you got to be disciplined, okay? But the other folks around you, you have to teach them exactly what it is that you need for you to be disciplined, okay? The third thing is do your research in your industry. This is something that, folks, it floors me how much people don't do research in their industry. I talk to a lot of businesses all the time and do consultations, and I will ask them, well, who's your top competitor? I will tell you this very honestly, about 90% of them don't know. If you are going into an industry, let's say you're going into the soda industry, you better know that Coke and Pepsi are at the top. You better know that it's going to be an uphill climb. So you got to come with something really different, special, unique, better tasting, better presentation, whatever it is, to really stay on top. So never go into whatever it is that you're choosing for your entrepreneurial, choice, and go into it and don't do your research. Do your research. Know who your top competitors are. Know where they are located, because maybe you might be located in L.A., but your top competitor is in New York. So now you know a little bit more information on how to navigate around things. So do your research when it comes to your industry. Know the things that your audience is looking for within your industry. What do people expect from your product? And look at your competitors and see what they are bringing to the market and how they're bringing things to the market. Here's even another tip on top of it. Find the holes in your competitor, and you fill those holes. So find the things that the competitor's clients are complaining about and answer those things. Bring to the table the solutions for the things that those competitors are doing wrong. And trust me, your business will definitely grow. So let's recap one more time. This is three tips for a successful business. This is a bit of a checkup here for January 2018. Create goals, but make them very specific. Two, keep distractions to a minimum. Three, do your research within your industry. Show notes will be up online, and you'll be able to get this information. As always, please keep questions coming. I usually formulate a lot of the subject matters that I cover through my podcast. Is a lot of it has to do with personal experience that I have in business that I can share with folks, but a lot of it comes from your questions, DMs, and, you know, things that I get in my email. So please keep the questions coming. If you want to send a question that you would like for me to answer, as an entrepreneur and business owner, you'd like some advice, you can email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com, and also follow us on social media at Onyx Queen Media. And also, if you are a female entrepreneur and you would love to attend some of our events, we have events coming up this year. Our first event this year is going to be our spring brunch, and that is going to be in the North Georgia area. Follow at Blackberry Naturals with an S on the end. That's at Blackberry Naturals. On Instagram, you'll see all of the information, and we would love for you to join us. It would be great. Our second event that we will be having is we will be going to Essence Fest. So it'll be Blackberries in NOLA. This is our second annual Blackberries in NOLA. So we are a part of the Essence Fest Squad Perks, which means we have a special discount code and a link so that when you purchase any of your concert tickets for when you are in New Orleans for Essence Fest, we got the hookup. Only way that you can get that information is if you are a member of the Blackberry Naturals Meetup group. So follow us, www.blackberrynaturals.com, or on social media at Blackberry Naturals, and you will see exactly how to join our group. Thanks again, you guys. This has been three tips for a successful business. This is your business checkup for your January 2018, Season 8, Episode 8. We will see you in Season 9. Have a great day, you guys. Be prosperous. And again, Happy New Year.